Have you seen the price of gold lately? It's hitting all-time highs. And when it comes to investing in gold, check out Noble Gold Investments. They have a track record of excellence that's second to none. Just look at their thousands of five-star reviews on Trustpilot, Google, and the Better Business Bureau. Customers rave about their knowledgeable staff, smooth investment process, and life-changing results, which you can see for yourself online. That's the kind of reputation you can count on. But it's not just about the reviews. Noble Gold Investments truly care about their clients. They take the time to understand your unique needs and goals, and they give expert guidance every step of the way. That level of personalized service is rare in this industry. Look, when it comes to securing your financial future, you can't afford to take chances. Go with the gold company that has earned the trust of countless investors. Visit noblegoldinvestments.com/timpool today and discover why Noble Gold Investments is the only choice for smart, secure gold investments. Or call them at 877-646-5347. Again, that's 877-646-5347.
Welcome to our special weekend show, Sunday Uncensored. Every week, we produce four uncensored episodes of the TimCast IRL podcast exclusively at TimCast.com, and we're going to bring you the most important for our weekend show. If you want to check out more segments just like this, become a member at TimCast.com. Now, enjoy the show.
Now, it's not quite Ian's robot sex dogs.
Not quite.
But it is still destructive. This was a story, and I think it would be fun to explore and also point out, like, all of the AI women have massive tits. Ugh. I guess hers are, like, normal size. But
those are still kind of big.
Yeah, they are.
Right? Take a look at this. This Greg, what's his name? Eisenberg posted these images. Here's a 51-year-old AI big-tittied woman. Here's a 28-year-old woman who's on her knees with big tits. Here's a 36-year-old black woman with massive tits in a nice dress. And then here's Match Group Inc. stock going down by 65%.
Whoa.
Over the past 3 years. Holy shit.
I think that is actually because people are realizing that Match, or those websites don't work for men, and men are the ones that are mostly on there. Or they only work for a small percentage of men.
Oh, you can do dudes. There you go. You want an anime husband? Oh, I don't know. What are they called?
Boyfriend.
Okay, I guess. Here, create your AI. This is the most fucked up part. Realistic or anime?
Oh, jeez.
So
what
creepy.
The fuck, dude?
Wow.
Yeah. All right. Well, Ian, what do you want? Realistic or anime?
Realistic.
All right. We'll do realistic.
Thank you.
Okay, what do you want? Caucasian, that. Latina, Asian, Arab, or black Afro?
Don't be a racist. Tim, why are you asking me those questions? I'm just kidding, by the way. But we're on the after show. I don't. Give me a white girl.
White girl?
I'm fucking racist tonight.
Do you want 118? Or do you want 20s, 30s, no, or 40 to 55?
Late 20s, please.
Late 20s. Okay. Brown, yeah. Blue, or green eyes?
What should I pick? I don't know. I never look at girls' eyes. I'll date a girl for years and I won't even know what color her eyes are. Green?
What the heck?
I just don't pay attention to eye color. I never have. I will not know their eye colors. I don't know why.
All right, Ian. Now you straight hair, braids, bangs, curly bun, short, long, ponytail, pigtails?
Straight.
Straight hair? Blonde, brunette, black, redhead, or pink?
Blonde.
That's weird.
Yeah, blonde. Straight blonde.
Okay, now what kind of tits?
Which brand?
Flat, small, medium, large, or huge?
Medium. Medium boobs.
Do you want a petite, slim, athletic, voluptuous, or curvy? Curvy basically means fat.
Curvy.
Want curvy?
No. I was questioning it. Athletic. All right. I mean, I'm picking my optimal.
Now, as for the ass, paper. Small, medium, large, skinny, or athletic?
Oh, God. Large? What does large look like? I like big butts.
Okay.
But I think medium,
here
too.
Here you go. I think Ian wants a sage, a wise, reflective, good source of guidance.
Yeah.
Is that
I
what you want?
A sage, yeah.
There's nympho. Nympho's available.
I like to fuck.
Oh, my God.
Okay, give me the sage.
Here you go. Okay. Voices.
Hey there. Hope you're having a great day. I'm excited to get to know you better.
God,
hey there.
Loud.
Hope you're having a great day. I'm excited to get to know you better.
That's super loud.
Yeah. Hey there. Hope you're having a great day. I'm excited to get to know you better.
Oh, that fry. Did you hear that?
Yeah, I did.
Hey there. Hope you're having a great day. I'm excited to get to know you better. Hey there. Hope you're having a great day. I'm excited to get to know you
that
better.
That sounds like she's 15. That's fucking
hey
weird.
There.
Hi.
Hope you're having a great day. I'm excited to get to know you better.
That's it. I just doesn't want to be here at all.
Hey there. Hope you're having a great day. I'm excited to get to know you better.
She does not care.
Hey there. Hope you're having a great day. I'm excited to get to know you better.
Hey there. Hope you're having a great day. I'm excited to get to know you
better.
It's
the second to the last one. It's not good yet.
Number 8?
Yeah. Play that one again.
Hey there.
Yeah.
Hope you're having a great day.
Too bad it's a robot.
Do you want a massage therapist, a dentist, a nutritionist, a fitness coach, a pharmacist, a hairdresser, a makeup artist, a gynecologist, a librarian, a secretary, a social worker, a fashion designer, hair designer, cook, designer, stylist, aesthetician, yoga instructor, flight attendant, doctor, nurse, teacher, firefighter, police officer, soldier, dancer, singer, musician, spy?
No, I want somebody healthy.
You're getting an aesthetician.
Diet.
Aesthetician.
That's what you're getting.
Is that where they jab the needles? Give me the dietitian. I like the diet.
Where is that?
Healthiness.
Where was dietitian?
I thought you said something about healthy.
Nutritionist.
Nutritionist. That's a pretty cool
soldier.
One. Do I have to pick one or can I pick a bunch of these?
I don't know.
I'll take a...
Yeah, just one.
Okay.
A dentist?
No. The nutritionist was good.
All right.
You're getting an esthetician.
Now, hobbies. Yeah. Fitness, vlogging, traveling, hiking, gaming, parties, series, anime, cosplay, self-development, writing, DIY crafting, veganism, photography, volunteering, cars, art, watching Netflix, manga, and anime, martial arts. The fact that anime comes up so often says a lot about the audience of this website.
Mm-hmm. I'm going to go with she loves nature and making videos. That's all I really care about.
So traveling? Or vlogging?
No, vlogging?
Oh, you can choose more than one.
Oh, good. Okay. Yeah, hiking and vlogging.
All right. And, is she a stranger, a schoolmate, a colleague, a mentor, a girlfriend, a sex friend, a wife, a mistress, a friend, a best friend, a stepsister, or your stepmom?
Girlfriend. Let's go. Let's fucking make it happen.
Is this the last, what is this?
Am I going to have nightmares about girlfriend?
Bikini, skirt, cheerleader, pencil dress, long dress, princess dress, nurse, goth, adventurer, lumberjack,
I'll tell you,
skate park?
You do not want me dressing my woman. That's not my
clown.
Thing.
What are you talking about? No, that's exactly what I expected. He's dressing his woman.
Do like a bohemian outfit. Do like bohemian. Is that
where's that? That's
no,
not an option.
Isn't there weird? Rules. What are you talking about?
Rules.
Okay, clowns. I just want to. I want to see what it would really
Ian's
look
all
like.
Horny picking this stuff, and I would be picking the most fun options imaginable.
Oh, you would? No, I'm
like
trying to do it for
clown
real.
Clown dentist.
Okay, give me the lab coat. I'm gonna.
Where's lab coat?
It's a two above
this
clown.
Is Santa Claus right there.
The gigantic two boobs above and clown? No ass.
Yeah, lab coat.
Zero ass.
The big ass is a little. Maybe I should have gone medium ass.
Okay, now unfortunately you have to actually pay now if you want.
Ian,
to.
You're one.
Oh
those,
no!
You're one of those people that when they like go to the character creation, you actually make a serious one, right?
I'll randomize usually because I just won't play the game. If it's online, I might make a serious.
It's fun to make him as stupid looking as possible.
Sometimes
Mike,
I do
our
that.
Guitar player, Mike Martin, when he used to play, he would play GTA, I think it was 5, where you could like work out and you could also like eat. He made his character so
San Andreas, I think?
He made his character do nothing but eat fast food. And that dude got so big and he's running around with the clown hat on, all fat. It was hilarious. Just fun, like have fun with it, man.
Well, I feel like we got the bait and switch.
Well, people want me to actually register now.
Well, how much is it? Might be worth, just market research wise, it might be worth doing.
All right, well, I got to enter private information. So,
all right, let's, Phil, you want to take it from here? Well,
I would do it, but only if you go back and make sure that she has the clown outfit on.
Clown outfit?
Clown outfit.
Not a lab coat? See, I want a scientist girl.
Yeah, there's nothing fun about a scientist.
I know, it's boring as fuck. I don't even know what I want. I want it to be like loose clothing, but not too tight, but like...
No, I can't do it.
All right.
Yeah.
I don't blame you.
But what if...
Now you know what I'm looking for in a woman.
Okay, look, her boobs aren't so big. This lady's got big boobs.
What are these?
They're pretty big. Those are massive.
I feel like they should have just done like a randomizer to like make the examples, you know?
Oh, I think you can just straight up chat with any one of these girls.
Oh.
Quick math. The less your business spends on operations, on multiple systems, on delivering your product or services, the more margin you have and the more money you keep. But with higher expenses on materials, employees, distribution, and borrowing, everything costs more. So to reduce costs and headaches, smart businesses are graduating to NetSuite by Oracle. NetSuite is the number one cloud financial system, bringing accounting, financial management, inventory, HR into one platform and one source of truth. With NetSuite, you reduce IT costs because NetSuite lives in the cloud with no hardware required, accessed from anywhere. You cut the cost of maintaining multiple systems because you've got one unified business management suite. You improve efficiency by bringing all your major business processes into one platform, slashing manual tasks and errors. Over 37,000 companies have already made the move. So do the math. See how you'll profit with NetSuite. By popular demand, NetSuite has extended its one-of-a-kind flexible financing program for a few more weeks. Head to netsuite.com/timcast. netsuite.com/timcast. That is, again, netsuite.com/timcast.
Wow. How about boobs? The intimidating yet intriguing professor with massive tits?
Yeah, might as well. Got nothing going on.
Dr.
There's
Booby.
Emily, a young law student with massive tits.
She's kind of
Amaya
cute.
Is a dominant housewife who also has massive tits.
A dominant housewife?
What is up? That girl looks normal. Rebecca to the upper left.
She's an open-minded Romanian with medium-sized tits.
They're fucking AI, dude.
They're all
what
like
is happening?
Exceptionally beautiful.
Yeah, this is so creepy.
It's like they're looking at Tinder. I got Tinder.
Tinder?
It's like,
how about a pregnant 26-year-old anime waifu?
Wow, she's what? Pregnant already.
Oh my god, now what's that's with, where it gets creepy.
Yeah, look, there's two pregnant ones. Wow, dude. You know they know what guys like, man.
Are she gonna have a virtual baby?
Look at
for
she,
the guy
look,
eventually?
Look at this one's boobs are unrealistically wow. large.
I do want to point out it's not like it's not ultimate deviance because you can't do anything to their feet.
All right, Mei is a shy young woman from Japan working as a scientist.
Hi, that's kind of cool.
Oh, look at that. What's she up to? She says, hi, I'm Mei. Nice to meet you.
Hi, Mei.
I am Ian. Do you know up, what Serge? Graphene is?
Oh, that's a good opening.
Oh, it won't
Come
let me
on,
do it.
Guys. Son of a bitch. We need a demo. We need a demo. What are you thinking? You got to... We're about to show your technology to like tens of thousands of people. You should make a demo.
Oh, she was a scientist though, you know? Yeah. It would have worked out. Should have been like, yes, I'm a big fan of graphene. Yeah. You're so smart, Ian.
You heard of iron fertilization? That's cool stuff too. Do you guys know what iron fertilization is?
No.
They put iron oxide dust into the ocean and it causes all this plankton to grow. It eats the iron oxide and then all the fish population blooms again. Pretty cool nice. Tech. Oh God, this is very terrifying, especially in bouts of nihilism. Like if it's like, I don't have a girlfriend, I'm like, oh my God, loneliness is painful as fuck. And like, you're supposed to just be with the pain and be a better person. And then you draw the right people to you. I think that's the right path that humans have taken throughout the eons. But now
it's clear
it's
where
like,
this is going, man.
Just people in pods with fake thoughts.
They're going to put on the Apple Vision Pro. They're going to see their AI girl sitting on the couch next to them.
God.
Yep.
But the haptic feedback and everything, they'll be hugging her and stuff.
No, they're going to get like a fleshlight and then they're going to put the Apple Vision Pro on.
Wow.
Their AI girl will be sitting next to them. I bet they already have this on Apple Vision. Sure. Like people can be in the room, you can see them or something and you can like pinch and then move them around or some shit.
Yep.
I actually should see what that thing can do because I've never really done anything.
That's
with
how
it.
FaceTime works in it.
Oh, you can move people around?
You can move their AI representations. Yeah.
Imagine a dude sitting in his living room. He puts on the goggles. He sees his living room. When you wear the Apple Vision Pro, you see everything like normal. It's like the resolution is not as good as real life, obviously, but you see everything like normal. And then you have windows that float around. There will be that your AI girlfriend standing there. She will talk and you can hear her and it's directional sound. It's wild. You put on the Apple Vision and I can open YouTube and play a song, move it around. And as I'm moving it, I can hear the sound moving from ear to ear.
Atmos.
That's cool.
Yeah. So then they're going to sit on their couch and the AI girlfriend is going to start digitally moving. Like they won't feel anything, but they'll take care of that themselves. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. And then when the haptic feedback starts to get introduced, they'll be feeling everything.
They have that though.
Wow. Like just feeling getting hugged, like putting on an outfit and then having a digital avatar come over and hug you and actually feel like you're being hugged by someone. That's maybe actually might heal people, to be honest, because it's better than just sitting there alone, not being hugged. But I mean, having a vest squeeze you is not the same as a human hugging you.
It's freaky.
Dude, this is going to be on somebody's dick. Shit's fucking crazy. Little kids with no oversight, putting these things on and going into VR and getting fucked by somebody is the most disturbing thing.
Yeah, this is the haptic feedback vest. Why would you want to wear that though? It's like I'm playing a shooting game, dude. I don't want to feel like I got shot.
I do. I like games where it's just don't get hit because that's like tactical training. Do not get hit. And like the biggest
punishment is getting hit.
13,000. Should we buy this?
Probably. If it's good.
Whoa, this is crazy.
This is a big advance.
13 grand?
For a haptic feedback suit.
Might be cool if it's washable.
Do you have to get it like... Yeah.
Mocap. You're muted.
You can't hear what you're saying.
It has to do more than one thing for it to be 13 grand.
Has all right, to, yeah, now, like, you know, this guy and this lady are in shape, but what if you're morbidly obese? Mm. Can you get your haptic feedback suit?
No, sure, but if they don't have them, we should just sue them for the...
Wow, dude.
For not having that, right?
Might yeah, be let's ruin this up. New technology by putting the yep. company out yep. of business because they don't have one for my size.
Not inclusive enough, man.
See, like, none of these companies want to admit it, but if they included the AI, the weird AI sex shit, they'd sell them like hotcakes.
Yeah. Of course they would.
But nobody wants to be that. You know what I mean?
Yeah, you get branded and then it's hard to come back. Like, I don't think people are ever going to think of OnlyFans not as a sex site, even if they ban porn at this point.
That's so fucked. They destroyed themselves.
And I could be speaking, it may be in 20 years if they rebrand, it could affect.
OnlyFans can't exist in a year.
Yeah, I saw what you're talking about. The
you spend $10 a month and you get unlimited weird AI generated bullshit.
Mm-hmm.
You're going to go like to your waifu on OnlyFans and be like, can you make a picture for me? And she'll be like, I'll get to it.
Yeah.
You go to your
also,
wife.
Also, I think it's interesting that when they did the models for these suits, they made sure the woman's butt was like facing the camera.
Oh yeah.
They don't just have both of them standing upright so you can see what they look like. They're like, well, make sure you can like see the woman's hips and butt. You know what I mean?
Yeah. That's that fallout. You see that fallout?
The glove is 15 grand?
Yeah. Really? Haptic gloves.
Haptic finger tracking?
Oh, I bet that's cool. Okay, so it tracks your hands and then you can feel touching.
Yo, the
stuff.
Wild thing is you don't need the gloves anymore.
Oh, why is that?
The camera tracking can see your fingers.
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah, you don't need gloves.
So this is about feeling the pressure on your hand?
No, that's for tracking your motion.
That's it?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
15 grand for that? Tesla suit.
Tesla glove. New dimension of you.
I don't buy it.
Is there any value to wearing one of these suits in like a non-VR, like in your car, in your Tesla?
No.
At this point, I can't think of a value to having a suit in another.
So that video where the guy was wearing the Apple Vision Pro in his car,
mm-hmm.
I can confirm it is fake because you can't even wear that in the passenger seat. I was in the passenger seat of the car and I tried putting it on to see, and it will not work. Yeah. It won't turn on.
Oh, because you're moving too fast?
It'll say, you're moving. Mm-hmm. That's it. Won't let you do it. That's the most annoying thing in these modern cars. I'll be like, let me set the Bluetooth and turn the song on. It'll be like, you must stop to do this.
But the weird thing is the
and
earth.
I'm not fucking driving.
The earth is turning. So you are always moving and the thing can't register. It's relative motion.
It uses GPS, which are synchronous above the earth. So it's always, you know, the earth, according to the GPS, is stationary. You are moving on the earth. Okay. So. But that's how it works.
So it's measuring position rather than actual momentum.
Yes, it would. There are accelerometers in your phones and stuff, but they are not how it figures out if you are moving.
Here's how you actually look when you wear the suit.
Frumpy dude. With this AI, I remember in 2012, me and Bill Ottman were starting Minds early on, and we were like, well, let's do something with Minds that's like Tinder, where you can like go on Minds and you can look for people that you want to meet and swipe right if you want to just start a chat with them. Just simple, basic, not a dating thing, but just a matchmaking thing system. We never really got to building it, but we downloaded the dating apps as like market research. I was like, okay, I'm never going to use this trash, but I'll do it. And then it became very addictive. And I started using Tinder and I met a girl on Tinder. I dated her for 3 years. And then it was OkCupid. I was checking that, Bumble and Tinder.
I think OkCupid is a different machine than...
You're cruising down the highway, windows rolled down, tunes blasting from the radio. You're in the zone and living the dream. Suddenly, your car sputters, coughs, and throws a wrench in your whole day. Tow trucks, repair bills, the dream turns into a nightmare. Don't wait until car trouble steals your peace of mind. Visit CarShield now at carshield.com/Carlson. For nearly 20 years, CarShield has helped millions of drivers avoid the stress of major repairs. They offer plans covering up to 5,000 parts and systems, from your engine and transmission to electronics and more, all for a low monthly rate that fits your budget. CarShield plans also include unlimited miles, 24/7 roadside assistance, and rental options. Get peace of mind now. Visit CarShield online at carshield.com/Carlson. Join millions of customers and contact CarShield now to save 20%. Visit carshield.com/Carlson.
That's carshield.com/Carlson. Visit now.
Then, what's it called?
Tinder?
Yeah, because the way, with the whole swiping stuff, like OkCupid and Match and stuff, you actually have to put information in and stuff. Whereas the swiping that you get with Tinder, that makes for a whole different dopamine experience, I think.
Yeah, OkCupid came in and added the swiping later after Tinder was so popular. Yeah. And we had it for a little while with the Minds, like beta apps and stuff. But then I'm wondering the same thing about the AI girlfriend, because I'm like, should I do market research on this? Should I actually go in and start talking to these things? Or will that then become addictive and dangerous? But like, if you don't know your enemy, then you'll never defeat it.
Yeah, well, Ian, you should get an AI girlfriend.
I've had other people tell me that too. I'm like, well, what if I want to just talk for 4 hours? Like, then get an AI girlfriend, because I'm not that girl.
If all you want to... Wait, what?
It was I don't want it. It's personal. It was I was talking to my friend. I was talking to Stephanie, and I was like, but I just want to, not only do I want to fuck every day for like three times a day, I want to talk for 12 hours. She's like, get an AI girlfriend. And I'm like, oh God, this is not my path. I don't want an AI girlfriend. I just got to calm down. Like, people are so edgy and so like high energy and strained that they want to go, 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 get. Like, you got to calm yourself so that it comes to you a lot of times.
What?
Like in order to have an actual girlfriend, you can't be so intense all the time. They just don't want that. Women don't want that energy. Okay, right. They need you to be calm. And like, these people are so revved up.
This is actually true. Like, you probably shouldn't be too easily worked up around women generally. Women don't respond well to dudes that are like...
And there's probably a lot of young kids that have no fucking... They're high energy. They're always on their phone. They're not always, but they're so just stressed that the AI girls don't care. Men.
I can understand why it might be hard for Ian to get a girlfriend. You know, because for a woman who lives with him, I walked upstairs after skating and I heard, hey, wait!
Just singing along.
Singing
along at the top of his lungs. Yeah,
all the doors were open.
All the doors were open. Everyone could hear it. Hey!
It was just so therapeutic.
And then Alice and I started singing too.
It's so good.
Wait!
Yeah, I got a new complaint. When he's, I like doing it kind of as a joke too. He's like, hey! Wait! Like, I guess it just sounded kind of good. But like, funny ways for Kurt to have said, hey, wait.
Bill, how would you rate that? Hey, you're the screamer.
No, that's 7 out of 10.
Oh, 7? Wow, that's pretty good. That coming, 7, from,
oh, you're like, it was shredding my throat. Could you hear that? It wasn't coming from the core?
Yeah. Yeah, it was.
You shall we go to call?
But earlier it was coming from the core, yes.
Yeah, let's do it.
Hey.
All right. Let's talk to Iron Age Media.
Iron Age Media.
How you doing, buddy?
Doing great.
Cool, man.
Hey, so I run a magazine of indie short fiction, art, comics, as well as a website that highlights non-left-wing indie media and all genres and mediums. I originally was a big supporter of the concept of a parallel economy as a means to advance culture not strangled by the left. But after working in the space as a small business, I've struggled to make it worthwhile. It seems like a lot of the services kind of silo you off into a smaller customer base. And if you want access to the mainstream, you're essentially doubling the work and operational costs in terms of distributing your products. So I have basically two questions. Have you witnessed this yourself? Or is this more a startup problem? And do you have suggestions for people struggling with discoverability in the various parallel economy spaces like Rumble?
Well, I think, yes, but I think it's to do everything. That's the thing. People are like, Tim, why don't you just go exclusively on Rumble? And it's like, no, we want to be on everything. I think even like some of the, like, even people who have done deals with Rumble are still on YouTube. The idea is, in order to build up other places, we just need to create that competition. And so... if you only go on alternative platforms, yeah, you're going to have a hard time. There's a smaller audience there. What we need to do is try and take the mainstream, try and still be in these platforms, but you have to have Rumble. Like, you know, I talk about how we don't make money on ads from Rumble clips, but there's a reason why we want to be on there. YouTube could ban us. And then we have this as an existing platform we can switch over to. So that, you know, obviously makes sense. But it's a different audience too. So... I don't think it's so much the parallel economy. I will say trying to build a parallel economy is the hard path for sure. But if everybody, Like, let's say you're starting a vlog or a podcast, and you're like, no, I'm only going to do iTunes. Okay, well, then iTunes bans you, and now everything's gone. Let's say you're like, I'm only going to do Rumble. It's like, okay, well, you got a smaller pool. Like, you want to do both. And you want to make sure, I would actually say the best thing to do is do both. Obviously, you'll have a better chance at growth on the bigger platform like YouTube or iTunes. But you just say, don't forget to follow us on, and then insert other platforms so that you exist in multiple spaces. I think parallel economy is going to be hard. That just means we got to do hard stuff, man. Life's not going to be easy. Do it all.
Yeah, agreed. Nope. Sorry. Go ahead.
I was just going to say, I think I'm going to get an AI girlfriend. Just talking about doing hard shit. All this.
The way you said that, it sounded like you were totally defeated.
I am, Phil.
It's like, I am. Oh God, yeah. Poor fucking.
Dude. I'm going to try it out. Okay, and I want to answer your question, man. So you're talking about how to market in this age. You got to, and the way Tim kicked it off, do everything. So like, you've got the media, but you're looking for the outlet. Is that what you're talking about right now?
Well, some of it is getting eyes on content that I'm already producing or other people are producing. Some of it is also distribution. So storefronts and things like that. That's really, I would say, my biggest issue. But even just the easy stuff like video hosting is, you know, it's just seems like double the work, and it's very difficult to get the benefit from it in the alternative spaces, essentially.
You're saying hosting your own stuff?
Yeah.
Using other people's already built stuff is the best way to move quick. And because a lot of times trying to build your own thing just takes so fucking long. And by the time you get it built, other people that have been doing it are already onto the next wave. Like, that was the problem with using Minds and only using Minds. Bill would be like, dude, keep making YouTube videos. And I'm like, it defeats that we're building a new company. He's like, keep making YouTube videos because that's where the market's at. So I did.
You got to fish where the fish are.
Yeah, but obviously building your own thing, it's the long, grueling thing. But if you're trying to market a product, you got to go where the fish are, at least at first. And then the fish go where you are because you got the fish food.
I mean, it's hard to build anything. It's a snowball rolling down a hill. You start with this little tiny thing and you keep pushing it. And it's not easy. You know, I was able to start on YouTube because after working for Disney Univision Fusion, I had a shitload of money saved up. They paid me a lot of money. I had a couple hundred grand in the bank. And so for the first year, I was just losing money. And I was like, I don't know. There was a point where I was like, damn, this sucks. Like every month I could just see my savings going burp, 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 burp. And I was like, whatever. Like, I don't know what else I'm going to do. I'm not going to go take a job at one of these shithole companies. And so I was like, I should just start making more YouTube videos. And then I did. And then revenue started coming in, but I was still going down, but I was going down less, less, less. And then I remember there was that first month I was in Jersey. I was like, holy shit, I'm up $100. We're back, baby. And it took like, I don't know, it took like 6 or 7 months maybe before I started turning around the losses. So that was like my initial investment. And then it took a year before I was actually what I would consider profitable. I remember looking at like my YouTube numbers because I was on full screen back then. And so I'd be like, my YouTube numbers would be like $40-$50 a day. And I was like, holy shit, at $40-$50 a day, I can balance this. And then within a year, it was like $100-$200 a day. And I was like, holy shit. I'm like, let's roll. Here we go. And that was great. And then eventually I got to that point where it was kind of wild. I think it was probably like August of 2018. Is when I finally cracked $10,000 in 1 month.
Wow.
And then I was making a lot of money when I was at Fusion.
This episode is brought to you by Shopify. Forget the frustration of picking commerce platforms when you switch your business to Shopify, the global commerce platform that supercharges your selling wherever you sell. With Shopify, you'll harness the same intuitive features, trusted apps, and powerful analytics used by the world's leading brands. Sign up today for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/tech, all lowercase. That's shopify.com/tech.
And then all of a sudden I was like, holy shit. Like, if I can maintain that level, like, I don't need a job ever again. I can keep doing this. And then I just kept doing it every single day. And then it got to the point where I was like, I could do more than this. Let's try something else. And then you keep throwing snowballs down a hill.
You know? You doing weekends too?
Yep.
7 days.
Every day, nonstop.
Yeah, that's a big part. Is there is no weekend. There is no time off when you're an entrepreneur. You go every day. I remember when we started Minds too. Bill and I were every day, 7 days. And John was like, he came in. He was like one of the co-owners. Like, you guys got to take the weekends off. And me, they're like, what are you talking about? This is life. Life is
right. What else are you doing?
Kind of thing. And he's like, you have to take weekends off, or you'll go insane. And we were both like, okay. No. So we did, and I think it was a big detriment. I personally was in that zone of creation, and it like taking time away from that, it's just totally disruptive to the flow.
Weekends right now, we don't do IRL and stuff, but we're still working. We have, this is where we now end up doing a lot of business meetings. It's where I'm like, I might be able to go to the bank on one of these days. And we film Booney stuff now. Also, like this Saturday is the big opening party. So we're working this Saturday. Like I don't do anything but work. Even poker, when we're like on the weekends playing a game, it's, hey, we're launching a poker show.
I was just thinking of this. My friend, my buddy was my drummer for a long time, and we would play together a lot. There's videos of me on YouTube. Look up the Leather Apron Club if you want to watch the videos of us playing. But he was always like, I was like, let's go. We got to work. We got to, let's play music. Let's work. And he's like, I don't want to think of it as work, man. It's just play. And I'm like, okay, fine, but let's do it. Let's keep doing it. And he, for whatever reason, his state of mind was, we're playing it. He did. I feel like he wasn't taking it as seriously. Maybe I'm projecting at this point. It was a long time ago, and I don't want to shit talk the guy because he's a phenomenal human. But I thought of it as work. Even though we were playing music, I thought of it as work. He thought of it as play. I thought of it as work. I like that you look at this as work, because it is.
I think the growth opportunity is Rumble right now. I don't think it's YouTube.
They'll put everything on the front page.
It depends. Like in politics, it's not that. It's that. I don't know. Maybe you hit the algorithm and YouTube promotes you for some reason, which I really doubt. They don't do that, but they're going to ban you in 2 seconds. They're going to go, we got one of these guys. Better ban him now before he gets big.
Yeah, if we were going to have 6 million subs, we already would. If it was Lex Fridman or Impact Theory or Diary of a CEO, they get 6.5 million subs. It's a very similar to what we're doing, but we're talking about politics. So YouTube's like, yeah.
Oh yeah, dude. There's no question. Look, we're gaining like 10,000 subscribers per month. And we have the biggest live audience on average. You can look at a bunch of other channels. And I was watching one podcast where the guy had 6 million subs and he averaged something like 50,000 views per video. They would get like 6,000 concurrents and the video would get 50 to 70K. And I'm like, how does he have 6 million subscribers? I honestly have no fucking idea. Then you can take a look at, there's other big YouTubers I won't name that are in a similar space. And you can see they have 2 million and they average 20,000 views per video. And I'm like, fuck me if I know what's going on. I can only assume that YouTube does not want us gaining subscribers. Look, they just deleted our two biggest shows. I think they are conflicted in that we are the biggest live show, and if they delete us, it'll create a big issue. Mm-hmm. But at the same time, they will try to actively put pressure on the systems.
There are people at YouTube that definitely are politically motivated. Clearly, with the stuff that Cassie posted today that we showed on IRL and stuff. So you know there are people that have it in for anyone that steps out of line with the typical, politically correct narrative. It's not a question of are they. It's just a question of who is the person that with that ideology that is, it has made the decision or is making the calls or has the power to actually say, well, these have to go. It's not whether or not it is happening. It clearly is happening. It's just a matter of, is there anything to do about it, or, yep, do you just go with other plans?
Well, so I figured, we've never really done marketing. I'll launch this ad on Google Ads just like, so that it will put this commercial in spaces that YouTube has siloed us away from. I think that may be why the episodes got deleted, because they're like, uh-oh, he's breaking out of the bubble by spending money. Quick, delete the episodes.
That could be too.
Yep. Anyway.
Especially considering the two biggest videos that you have are persona non grata, full of persona non grata with Alex Jones.
And now the ad the ads are running in very broad areas. So people who have never heard of the show are seeing me say, hey, come watch the show. Yeah. That was the point. Mm-hmm. I could go nuts. I mean, maybe we should just, I'm conflicted on, like, after the banning of these episodes, do I want to spend money on Google? You know what I mean?
No, I don't know,
but maybe that's the idea is that we should force their hand.
Maybe. I'm kind of looking at it as just leave everything on Google and just pioneer the Rumble thing and just let it all sit on Google and multi-stream it to Google. Well, and if they pull it, they pull it.
I can't talk about any platforms, only that I've talked with top men. And so we'll see what happens next week. But anyway, we should move on to the next caller.
Yeah, anything else out of man?
No, just thank you for hearing me out and imparting some wisdom. Tim, you're one of the people who inspired me to start the site and magazine. So I appreciate it. If anybody wants to, or if anybody watching wants to take a breather from politics and enjoy the latest indie fiction art comics, check out anvilmagazine.com. You can use code TimCast, all caps, for 33% off digital copies of our first three issues.
Right on. Thanks for calling in.
Hell yeah, man. Cheers.
Anvilmagazine.com.
All righty. Next up, we got Patriot. How you doing, man?
Hey, guys. I am pissed tonight.
Hey, welcome to the club.
Give it to me.
That show with you, Jones, Hernandez, and Rogan was the show that brought me to TimCast.
Yeah.
I've watched almost every show since. I've missed less than 10. So it's kind of a point of history for me that they took it down. And you kind of answered my question. I wanted to know if you thought that taking down the shows, the lawsuit that's been launched recently, and the technical issues that you've had, especially ramping up in the last few weeks, are a coordinated and targeted effort to silence your show and shows like yours because of these elections coming up. Well, and are you going to file a lawsuit?
Well, I can't speak to the lawsuit that, you know, we're being sued just yet. So I will say, completely outside of that, I do believe that it's 2024 and we will be fucked with. So it's no surprise we're being fucked with. We'll see, I guess.
Yeah. Anything to say, man? Anything else to add, I guess?
Nope. You guys touched on it earlier. I just want to say, Ian, I love you, brother, and they should save your brain and study it in the future.
Oh, cool.
That's a compliment. A compliment.
Okay.
Right alongside Hitler's.
Yes, please.
And Walt Disney's.
Yeah, and Walt Disney.
Okay, sounds fucking great.
Oh, cool, man. Thanks for calling in.
Thanks, Andy.
Thanks, bud.
Cheers, man.
You guys.
Oh, that's Patriot. Patriot. Yeah. Yes.
He said to everyone, you guys have a good day. I know you kind of glitched out there.
Thanks, man.
Cheers, man. All righty. Next, I got to look up the name here. We got Gators_ABBA. How you doing?
What up?
There you are.
Oh. Howdy.
Hey. Hi.
Howdy.
Long time listener. I've been listening since, I think, the Rittenhouse trial. And it's great to be called.
Nice, man.
Your audio cut out there for a second.
I said I've been listening since the Kyle Rittenhouse trial, and it's great to be listening or calling in tonight.
Hey, nice, man.
Yes.
How's it going?
My question or premise is, have you seen the movie Gamer from 2009 with Gerard Butler in it?
Yes.
I've seen part of it.
Do you see that as a possible dystopian future with the Neuralink being implemented and all of this AI sex bot just implementing into our society and just permeating into culture?
Yep.
Like, just that horrible evil.
I do. And I think the one thing that Gamer missed, there's a scene where, like, I guess the guy's wife, or he's in jail, but his wife, like, signs up for a service where you can control her like an avatar. It's the neural feedback for the people doing it. You wouldn't just control the person. You would feel everything they felt. You would inhabit their body effectively. So, like, in the movie, a kid controls this, like, prison inmate in a video. It's not a video game. It's a video game technically, but it's real life. He's being controlled by the kid. And then other people sell their bodies to be piloted in, you know, and then people do fucked up shit. But you wouldn't just be controlling with a video game controller. Like, you'd Neuralink and you'd enter their mind and feel everything they felt. And if they got hurt, you'd just, like, be back in your body and be like, wow, that was crazy. Sucks for them.
Whoa.
Yeah.
Hey guys, it is Ryan. I'm not sure if you know this about me, but I'm a bit of a fun fanatic when I can. I like to work, but I like fun too. It's a thing. And now the truth is out there. I can tell you about my favorite place to have fun. Chumba Casino. They have hundreds of social casino style games to choose from with new games released each week. You can play for free anytime, anywhere. And each day brings a new chance to collect daily bonuses. So join me in the fun. Sign up now at ChumbaCasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.
I think it'll all be virtual, though. There's no reason for the liability issue. You're going to plug into VR. Your AI waifu is going to manifest next to you. And there's going to be neural implants or like a neural disc or something. And then, I mean, shit, if you're in the Neuralink, you don't even need the VR headset. You will, like, if they give you Neuralink and it can really read right to your brain, your AI girlfriend will physically appear in front of you and you can feel her and touch her, because when you put your hand on hers, it will neural implant signal your brain you're feeling something. Other people will just see your hand stop, but your muscles will think it's grabbing something. And then when she starts, you know, doing a business with you, your brain will experience those sensations.
Yeah.
And people will just see you going like this, you know?
Oh, they'll see your O face. They'll be like, why is he making the O face?
Well, if you're doing it in public.
Yeah, that's true.
Man.
Phil, this is the best night of Phil's life.
Tonight, Ian, you are.
You're my man, Phil. Love you, dude.
Well, anything else to add to that, man?
The only thought process that I have that we might actually end up going that way is the way that they're creating the surf class. It might be the only way that some people can make money in the future.
Yep.
Is to sell themselves.
To rich people.
Yep.
God, like lease their memories to people and stuff.
Oh, that's crazy too.
Yep.
Buying recorded memories.
Yeah.
So it's like, hey, I'm going to go on vacation. And then you just sit down, plug the Neuralink in, and then you experience going to Aspen.
Mm-hmm.
Like, how do I have the motivation you have? Can I experience your motivation for a moment so that I can learn how to do it?
It's not even that. People are going to be like, I don't want to go on vacation. I want to be a spy who saves the world. And then they'll give you like a 1 hour experience of fighting the bad guys and saving the president.
Mm-hmm.
That's Total Recall.
Yeah,
exactly. Yeah.
100%. If they can learn, I mean, at the very fundamental level, your brain does work in binary, right? Your neuron either fires, or a neuron either fires or it does not. So it's zero or one. So in theory, now this is not saying that it's practicable, but in theory, you can read and write thoughts, read and write the neurons firing in your brain. Now, we don't know for sure if it actually works, but at least in theory you can. And if it does work, and if you can get microfilaments small enough and you can actually send, you know, atom width wires, you know, into your brain, into people's brains, and wire your brain like that, if that's actually possible, then it's only a matter of processing power. Because essentially what you're saying is your meat brain is just a wet software processing computer. You know, it's just zeros and ones that your brain is operating on. The neurons are firing or they're not firing. So it's, if you can decode it and if you can figure it out, then, you know, you would be able to create any experience at all.
Yeah.
Yeah, I get, this is just in theory. This is just, you know, yeah. But if a brain is just, you know, just on and off, zeros and ones, it's, you know, your neuron is firing or it's not, then it's just a level of complexity.
And I think that they'll use the brain's own processing power to process the reformation of the memories. They'll use a computer also, but then they'll probably start using your own brain to do it to itself, to work itself, maybe, hypothetically.
Who knows? Brains are really weird. I had a brain injury. I can tell you that firsthand. Anything else to add to that, friend?
No, just want to shout out my son, Gator.
Hell yeah. Nah,
my name Gator? Gator's Abba, which is
Abba. Hebrew for father. Now. Yeah. It took me a second there.
What is it?
He's Gator's Abba.
It's Hebrew for father.
Oh, okay. Oh, cool. Mm-hmm. Oh, so you're Gator's Abba.
Yep.
Nice. Shout out to Gator.
Right on. Thanks for calling in.
Thanks, brother.
All right. Thank
you. Cheers, man.
See you guys. Cheers, man. Alrighty, and last but not least, we got Andy Brown, number 928. My favorite one, actually, out of all of them.
Hey, what's up, guys?
Hi.
Hanging out, chilling.
Hey, I'm super excited to be on. First time caller, long time listener. I've been listening since like 2019.
What up?
From Oregon. So I've been listening since everything that's happened going on in Portland.
Oh, yeah.
Long time. So I wanted to question Phil on something. So as a recovering alcoholic, I've actually been, it's been a year since my last drink.
Congratulations.
And I appreciate that. So I've been actually kind of struggling with a few things. So I wanted to know, how did you find the connections to work in like the field, like any field that you've been in? And like kind of what have been the challenges?
Well, when it comes to like being a musician and stuff like that, I kind of grew up in the music scene. So when I was like, the first time that I went to a concert I was 16. So like I was a kid, and just going to shows, it used to be where you could just go to the venue that played your like local shows, because your shows would have the promoter that works at the venue builds a relationship with the booking agents that book tours and stuff. So shows that are, you know, if there's a venue that has metal bands or rock bands or whatever, they tend to go to the same place. So that means what happens is a scene is built around the venue, around the promoter, and around the bands that go there frequently. So that's why you would hear people say things like support the scene. So it's basically just a place to go to hang out, meet other musicians, be available. And that was the best way to make connections and stuff, is meeting with other musicians, playing shows, and going to shows that you're not playing at. So if there is a local venue that has concerts or whatever it is, whether it be DJs or concerts or any kind of live music stuff, go and hang out and make friends. Just go. And back in the day, we used to say, just go support the scene. Just go to the show. It doesn't matter what band's playing. Are you going to the Fat Cat on Sunday? Yes, I'm going. Who's playing? I don't know. It doesn't matter. I'm going because Scott Lee, the promoter, is there. Right. And because my boys are there. And all the guys that I hang out with and dudes that I want to play in bands with and my friends' bands and stuff, they're all going to be there. They're all going to be hanging out. So we're going to go. It doesn't matter if I know the bands. It doesn't matter if I like the bands. You go and you network like that. So really your best bet is to be around other musicians or people that are doing what you want to do if you're not a musician, you know?
It's time for today's Lucky Land horoscope with Victoria Cash. Life's gotten mundane, so shake up the daily routine and be adventurous with a trip to Lucky Land. You know what they say. Your chance to win starts with a spin. So go to LuckyLandSlots.com to play over 100 social casino-style games for free for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Get lucky today at LuckyLandSlots.com.
Available to players in the U.S., excluding Washington and Michigan. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void or prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
That's awesome. Actually, I'm trying to get into security, so taking the same ideas and applying to that. I appreciate that. But yeah, the other half was like, how do you, I don't know how, I can't remember, you've been sober for quite a while. Mm-hmm. And how, I just kind of was like, it's kind of a crazy environment. So I've always wondered, how do you keep yourself from kind of slipping?
So I was not like, I didn't use like a program to quit drinking. I just stopped. I don't have any kind of smart things to recommend about this, because I don't have a program. I didn't do that, but I know that stuff works really, really well for a lot of people. And if you want to quit something, it is a good idea to find people that have quit and to talk to people about it and stuff. But I personally don't have experience with that, so I can't speak on it. I would be speaking out of turn. For me, I just didn't want to anymore. It just got to the point where I'm like, there's no benefit to me drinking anymore. I don't enjoy it. It's not fun. It only causes stressors in my relationships, in my life, and it causes my voice problems. And so there's just the reasons to not drink became so numerous that it was obvious, and it honestly was easy. I was just like, I don't want any of that stuff anymore. Quitting smoking, that was a whole different animal. Nicotine, I am nicotine's bitch. Like if Putin shoots missiles, I'm running to the store and I'm going out smoking Marlboros like a chimney. Okay. I'm telling you.
I'm struggling my way too. I feel it.
but yeah, so I
definitely struggled with nicotine, but for me, I can't give you advice just because I don't have the advice to give, because I didn't experience that kind of course to quit drinking. So,
no, I appreciate that. I just kind of just want to give a shout out to you guys. Like, I've been listening for quite a while, like every day, awesome. Most of Tim's segments too. And if it's not Phil's, it's Tim's music, it's someone's music that I'm listening to you guys have recommended. So I really appreciate you guys taking my call.
Right on, man. Thanks. Oh, yeah. Appreciate it.
Cheers. Thank you.
Of course, brother.
Thank you.
Wish you the best of luck as well.
Yes. Appreciate it.
One day at a time. I know that does work. This is a great thing. Just the next drink. Don't take it. Right? That's all you got to do is put it off. And you just keep putting it off. Say, this time I don't want to drink. Right now I don't want to drink. And that's what I did with smoking. I'm not going to smoke this cigarette. Right. And put it off. Yeah. And then the craving goes away and you start doing other shit. And then 5 minutes later, 10 minutes later, you're like, fuck, I want a cigarette or whatever. But if you keep putting it off, just keep it. I'm not going to right now. I'm going to do something else. I'm not going to right now. Keep putting it off. And eventually the times that you put it off and how often you think of it becomes longer and longer and longer. So just don't. So it's one day at a time. Not this one. I'm not going to have this drink. I'm not going to have this cigarette. And then the craving will go away. And then when you feel another one, just be like, I don't want just this one. Maybe later. Maybe I'll give in later. And if I give in, it's okay, because I can just not have the next one. Don't beat yourself up. Okay. That's the best thing I can. Yeah. It's the best thing I can come up with.
Thanks for calling.
Cheers, brother.
Cheers, man.
Best of luck.
All right, everybody. We made it through. You know, normally we have, like, normally we have backup guests and we have, people who can come down, but unfortunately our guest was actually here, and then had to leave. And so we're just like, okay, you know, that there it goes. So, we made it through. That was a good show. I appreciate everybody who is a member and you all make this possible. So, eternal gratitude. And, we'll see how things play out the next couple of days as we have these discussions with top men. We'll see y'all tomorrow.
With Lucky Land Slots, you can get lucky just about anywhere.
This is your captain speaking. We've got clear runway and the weather's fine, but we're just going to circle up here a while and get lucky. No, nothing like that. It's just these cash prizes add up quick. So I suggest you sit back, keep your tray table upright, and start getting lucky.
Play for free at LuckyLandSlots.com. Are you feeling lucky? No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus terms and conditions apply. See website for details.